USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Two FBI agents are dead in a shootout after serving a warrant in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Three other agents are injured and two are in stable condition at the hospital. The suspect is also dead. President Biden set to issue a number of executive orders on immigration on Tuesday, largely reversing the Trump-era policies. One reportedly ends the so-called Remain in Mexico protocol. Former Acting Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security Ken Cuccinelli reminds everyone.
You know, one of the things I don't note, you in your intro, there was talk about redoing the asylum system for the people who are in the Remain in Mexico program. Career immigration officers have been deciding their immigration cases. These are not decided on by political people.
Cuccinelli speaking on America's Newsroom. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Groundhog Day is here. It comes with the annual forecast offered by Punxsutawney Phil.
It's a beautiful morning. This I can see with all my fans viewing virtually. My faithful followers being safe and secure, our tradition of Groundhog Day must endure.
Once out, Phil spotted his shadow, and as a tradition goes, that means there'll be six more weeks of winter. The show must go on. At least that's what Major League Baseball says.
The Major League Baseball Players Union has rejected a proposal from the league that would have pushed back opening day, shortened the regular season, and expanded the playoffs. In a statement, the union said its members rejected the offer because it did not guarantee further protections in the event of delays, interruptions, or the cancellation of the season. The union says its players will continue to prepare for spring training to begin on February 17th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Meraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Recent confrontational action by China toward regional rivals Taiwan and India are examples of the communist regime in Beijing challenging new American President Joe Biden. That's according to China expert Gordon Chang. Chang, author of the book, The Coming Collapse of China, also tells Fox News.
For Biden right now, you know, the Chinese are testing him, but they don't really have to lift a finger to do this because he's giving them everything that they want. You know, we have seen this, for instance, with joining the Paris Accord, rejoining the World Health Organization, his January 26 memorandum on xenophobic attacks, which he blamed President Trump for xenophobia in the United States. The list goes on and on, and we've really got to be concerned because China is looking right now and thinking it's going to get everything.
Madison Kenyon, a runner from Idaho State University, said that her state's law protecting girls' sports was positive. Kenyon saying, I know how unmotivating it is and frustrating it is to lose to a biological male and see them on the podiums in the female sports, and I don't think any other female should have to experience that. Twitter suspended the Daily Citizen and demanded that the organization delete a tweet in which it refers to Dr. Rachel Levine as a man who believes she is a woman. President Biden has nominated Levine for Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.